if I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. What would we do without our friends? And what would our community do without a little help from our friends at Manna Food Pantries? This is the perfect, this should be your theme song, because everybody gets by with a little help from their friends. And my goodness, y'all do a lot to help our community. Carrie Smeda is here with us. She is the Associate Executive Director with Manna Food Pantries. It was willing to come in on this cold morning to talk about your organization. Maybe just fill people in on who you are and what you do right off the bat. Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Manna has served this community for, you know what? Oh my gosh, I think we just passed 43 years of service here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And we feed folks in need. We do that through our emergency food assistance pantry. And we also operate, 18 community programs with 25 partners.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Who are providing other services to folks. But when we combine our resources, when we add that food in as a tool in the toolkit, we're really able to lift people up. So that's the work that we do.
Right. Well, so 43 years. So you have a huge facility. So describe a little bit about how it works. You're open, like how often you're open. You have volunteers. I mean, it's very much a nonprofit, volunteer-based. You depend on donations from the community. And not only just food donations, but monetary donations as well. But describe a little bit about how it works.
Absolutely. So our facility is on E Street here in Pensacola. But as I mentioned, those programs, our reach, of course, is all across the two-county area. And the work that we do simply could not be done without volunteer support. Last year we had, I'm just going to pull up some numbers here, 4,500 volunteers give more than 13,500 hours of service.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yes, it's amazing. So, and these are such dedicated, generous folks, and that's true across the community. When we ask for volunteer service and also contributions of food and funds, our community always supports this mission. And, you know, people always ask us, what do you need more, food or money? And the answer is always yes.
All of the above.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All of the above. That's great. So if someone was listening this morning and, you know, it's tough right now with this cold weather, your heating bills are going to go up, your energy bill, all that kind of thing. And that affects people who are on limited incomes or perhaps have just lost a job. There's a lot of people you'd be surprised that are suddenly food deprived.
Absolutely.
Or have that food scarcity.
Yes.
So if that's the case and someone's listening and they need to kind of, their pride says, no, I'm not going to go do this. Mm-hmm. But there is help there. And forget about that because nobody's judging you. Mm-hmm. And how can they get help? What do they need to do? What is the process for someone who comes into your place for the first time?
Absolutely. So, you know, it is so important to Manna, the people who work there, the volunteers who work there, that our service is given with respect and dignity to every recipient. You know, our friend Brent Lane, who's just across the hall here, always says when someone comes to Manna, they never come on their best day. Mm-mm. And we know that. And we know that there is oftentimes a stigma and some shame associated with it. And we want folks to know that they don't need to worry about that. If there is a need, let Manna help you with that need. And so how folks get that food assistance from us is they give us a call, they schedule an appointment for pantry service, or through some of our partnerships, they can receive food. And, you know, those look different from partnership to partnership. Some, we trust our partners because they know the people they work with to enroll folks in those programs. And others we can connect folks to directly. So it looks different, but there's a lot of ways to find food.
And can you give an example of some of the partners that you're working with?
Yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, when we think about the kiddos, you know, 60% of the people that MANA served last year were children.
Really?
Which is just...
That's astonishing to me.
It really is. And so I think about those partners that fall under the Healthy Kids Initiative. Mm-hmm. Folks like Boys and Girls Clubs of the Emerald Coast. We operate the Tummy Bundles program with mm-hmm. them. We work with our friends over at Backpack Project USA, which is actually a nonprofit out of the Escambia County School District, where they're getting food out to about 18 schools right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And school personnel are identifying those children in need. We work with the Santa Rosa County School District in order to get food out to unaccompanied youth and kiddos with emergent needs. We work with our school resource officers all across the two counties. We're in about 30 schools mm-hmm. through our SROs who oftentimes see behavioral issues in our children because they're hungry.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
And so they're able to identify that, give them something to eat. And then if there's a greater need at the family, with the family and in the home, they can support that with MANA's food.
And I'm sure with little kids too, if they're at school and they don't have a lunch in their lunchbox or they don't have breakfast, but there's the shame and stigma that you talked about. They're
absolutely
not going to let anybody know mm-hmm. that they didn't eat at home or
absolutely
haven't had a meal in a day or two. I mean, it's hard to get in this world for me to get my mind around that, but it is the reality. When you give a number out that 60% of your clientele is children, I just find that shocking.
Yes, yes.
But I'm so grateful that you're here to help them.
Yes, thank you. Well, and on the opposite end, you know, when we talk about folks who are vulnerable in our community, mm-hmm. we have a lot of senior citizens who need some help too. And so we operate the Healthy Seniors Food Program at Westminster Village. That's a low-income rental retirement community where we've got senior citizens who are, you know, taking their heart pill every other day when it should be every day.
Right.
Or, you know, and they're really kind of coming up with those coping mechanisms to make their budget work so that they can eat too. And so we're providing those seniors with monthly support food boxes to help them get by.
Well, and you have worked with the Council on Aging and their Meals on Wheels program too, and
absolutely
helped them tremendously this past year.
Absolutely. When we can step in like that with a you know, a trusted community organization, we're always there to support and do everything we can do.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Excuse me. We're talking with Carrie Smita. She's the Associate Executive Director for MANA Food Pantries. So if you've got a question or a comment, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Carrie Smita. She's the Associate Executive Director with MANA Food Pantries. And we've been talking about the different types of folks and the populations in our community that need help. But there have been so many pretty extraordinary circumstances in the past year with the government shutdown. And so many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. So when that paycheck stops coming, and like you said, now you're making choices between medication, gas, getting to work, those kinds of things. You know, there's a real need at this point to have this opportunity to get help. Last year, what are some of the numbers, Carrie? Because I'm not sure people realize how many people that MANA serves every year.
Yeah. Last year, MANA served 71,005
wow.
people.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, as you look around at your neighbors, you sometimes don't realize just how many folks are in need and are one paycheck away from needing help. Those folks, what that represents in terms of the pounds of food.
71,000?
That's right. 71,005 people.
So I was just dividing this in my head. So that's about 6,000 people a month getting food assistance.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, and it's important to remember, too, you were mentioned, we were talking at the break, we have a lot of veterans.
Yes.
That come into this program.
Absolutely. All military affiliations, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some programs that directly serve veterans through our partnerships with Volunteers of America over at Pensacola Veterans Village, and then also our friends at Priority Veteran. But, you know, every single week we've got folks who are coming into the pantry as well, veterans who, you know, it's difficult for them to, you know, it's a pride good thing. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for them to come in, but we've got some volunteers who are veterans. We've had staff in the past who are veterans. And so it's helpful for them to be able to connect while they're there.
Yeah. And if I wanted to be a volunteer, when you say volunteer, what are some of the things the volunteers do?
Oh my gosh. Our volunteers do everything.
I actually got to help out. We had our leadership class visited a couple years ago, and we ended up sorting cans.
Yes.
That was and it was these huge bins. And I thought, oh my God, to manage all of this stuff is incredible.
Well, you know, it's important to us that the food that we distribute is food that we would eat ourselves, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be safe. It has to be checked multiple times. In fact, before a food item goes into a bag, we're touching that food item 6 to 8 times at least through a process of gross sorting, fine sorting, packing the bags and boxes, and so on. And so throughout that whole process, our volunteers are supporting those efforts.
Mm-hmm.
We've got volunteers out in the warehouse who, like you said, are sorting those cans. We also have volunteers who are answering the phones. We've got volunteers at our greeter's desk when someone comes in to receive food, volunteers who have conversations and interview our recipients to find out, what brought you to this situation so mm-hmm. that we can provide additional resources if we're able to. And so our volunteers really, they're in trucks. If you see a Manna truck out on the road.
Yes, I have.
That's right. They're out there picking up some food donations or maybe delivering food to our mm-hmm. partners. And so just everything that you can think of at Manna is volunteer supported because that's how we do our work. That's what supports our mission.
And you have a relatively small paid staff.
We do. We've got 8 staff.
8 staff members. And you're serving 71,000 people a year.
That's right.
That's pretty amazing. So. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Our expert this morning is our friend Carrie from Manna Food Pantries. So one of the things too is if someone's listening and they're thinking, you know, I'm doing pretty good this year, maybe I got a raise or a bonus over the holidays, that kind of thing, and you might be thinking of charities that you want to help out, you've got your taxes that you're doing. So what is the best way for people to donate how do they reach you or contact you?
Sure. So, our website is mannahelps.org. So there you can donate. You can also learn about other events that we've got going on. You can sign up to volunteer there.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that information is on our website, mannahelps.org. Certainly you can give us a call. The phone number at Manna is 850-432-2053. And then, of course, you can always find us on social media, and there are ways to connect there, ways to contribute and give.
Okay. So if someone is thinking about donating and they wanted to donate some food, maybe they belong to one of our big box stores or they can, mm-hmm. The wholesale stores, then do you have a list of things and items that you recommend? Because I understand you don't take fresh food, like vegetables.
Well,
or do you?
Well, we do, but that's not something that we seek out, of course, mm-hmm. because it has such a short shelf life.
Right.
So we're always looking for non-perishable food items. And what's really important to know about Manna is that we do prioritize the health of the food that we distribute. So we pack our food bags and boxes according to USDA standards for a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that if we're going to feed people, it ought to be the healthiest food we can provide. And so the things that are always on our most needed item list are things that canned fruit in 100% juice,
mm-hmm.
Canned chicken and canned tuna, those good protein items. Brent Lane's favorite, peanut butter,
Yes. Always.
Mm-hmm. We're always looking for canned vegetables. And when I talk about the vegetables, I'm really thinking about the colors of the rainbow. So we always just automatically go to green beans and corn, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about those carrots and, all those
beets.
Other options. That's right. We love the mixed vegetables. We also look for some grain items like oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
So that we can provide oatmeal packets. So the boxes of the individual packets are fantastic. And you can always find our most needed items list, again, on the website at mannahelps.org.
Okay. Talking to Carrie with Manna Food Pantries this morning. You said you do have some events coming up that you could help maybe let people know about because you do get out into the community. What are some of the things coming up on your calendar?
Yeah, well, our first one that we've got coming up is the Super Bowl of Care soupering. And that's
I've seen some ads for that.
S-O-U-P-E-R.
Soup.
Yes, that's it. The Super Bowl of Caring. So, and this is actually a two-parter. So the first Super Bowl of Caring event is in partnership with our friends over at WEAR, sponsored by Sandy Sansing. We're going to be out at Walmart on Mobile Highway Friday, February 6th from 6 to 6. So that's very easy to remember.
Okay.
Collecting food and funds for Manna's mission. And then part two of the Super Bowl of Caring is that Sunday. And we will be there at Manna. So if you weren't able to make it out to Walmart on Friday, you can always come to us on that Sunday and deliver directly to our facility there on E Street from 10 to noon. Our crews, you know, it's Mardi Gras season.
Right.
Our crews are collecting food right now. And so even if you're not in a crew, you can still contribute to the all-crew food drive. You can bring that food on by to Manna. Let us know, who's your favorite crew? Maybe you have a family member or a friend who's in a crew and you want to support their efforts in the competition. You can donate that way. And then, of course, our big event, our annual fundraiser, the Clover Pickable Fillable, is coming up on March 6th.
Wow, already. Okay.
I know
So quick.
And the important thing to know about this year's event is we are at a new location. We're going to be at Brownsville Community Center. And we are still welcoming sponsorships for this event. Tickets are available and they're on sale now at mannahelps.org. And I think we might even have a couple slots left for some restaurants or food vendors.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Certainly, if you're interested, contact us.
Okay. We are talking with Carrie with the Manna Food Pantries and telling you about all the events. You can find out the information on mannahelps.org. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Carrie is here with Manna Food Pantries. So we just have a couple minutes left, Carrie. We talked about the upcoming Super Bowl for Caring, as in S-O-U-P. So that's one event that you can help out, and that'll be happening on February 6th. What are some other ways, if someone's listening this morning, how can we help?
Yeah, so, you know, always, again, we're always looking for donations of food and funds. And, you know, I do want to say, Meg, that, you know, every gift counts. You know, I think people sometimes get hung up in, you know, what's it going to make a difference if I donate just two cans? Or what's it going to make a difference if I donate just $5? And I'm here to tell you that every single contribution is impactful. Because just imagine if Northwest Florida donated just one can.
Wow.
What a difference we would make. And so so I encourage folks to get involved. If you can't make that donation, you might have that time to volunteer. But no matter what it is, always get connected with Manna or your favorite charity in our community. Make an effort to give back and make our community a better place. I know Manna's grateful for it, and all of our nonprofit partners are grateful for it too. So the best way to get contact us again is through our website at mannahelps.org. You can reach us by phone always at 850-432-2053, and find us on social media because there's such good information there. We like to kind of keep it lighthearted on our pages. And so always check us out. Wishlist Wednesday is always a great resource.
Because that is a great thing.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it keeps our most needed items at the top of the list, but also we peruse the grocer ads for you. And so we find those deals that work best for us.
That's
so
great.
Thank you.
And where's the facility located in case someone wants to stop by? What are your hours?
Yes, ma'am. We are at 3030 North East Street in Pensacola. We're there Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Thank you so much for coming in on this chilly morning, Carrie. I appreciate you and all the folks, Dee Dee Plan-Lacker, who's the executive director, everybody that's there that does just such a great job. Thank you for all you're doing for our community.
Yes. Thank you, Meg.